It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Don't tell me they want me dead.
They want you dead, Max.
I asked you not to tell me that.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight. And good luck.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to play Power of 10 here. And later on in the broadcast, we'll be talking to an author, Sam Gosling. Love that name. Mm-hmm. His book is Snoop, What Your Stuff Says About You.
Fascinating.
I'm actually kind of looking forward to talking to this guy.
Yeah.
Might be interesting. We can compare notes. We're going to have to be honest, Buzz, when we compare notes.
All right. He does bedrooms or all rooms?
I don't know yet. I have to ask him that. I know bedrooms are definitely mentioned, but I don't know if there are other rooms in the house that are significant as well. But it is his contention that personality tests and questionnaires and that kind of thing tell you nothing about a person. If you really want to find out, check out what the crap is that they have lying around their house. That'll tell you about the person exactly.
Love to tell them about my rumpus room.
Your rumpus room, yes, where you eat your cake in the brass room.
Does that include my nightstand drawer?
What is in your nightstand drawer?
Well, you know, stuff.
Like Rudy Martsky stuff?
Well, no, not exactly.
I would go one-on-one. I got a ton of crap. I've got a ton of crap in my nightstand drawer.
Stuff. Yeah. Grown-up stuff?
Maybe out of all of it, one thing that would be grown-up.
Okay. Videos? Right.
Nope. I have a little thing of the old KY stuff, lube.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you have in your... you brought it up. I'm stopping. We got a bunch of people standing by to play Power of 10.
You know, your magazines, your toys, things like that.
You have magazines?
Yeah.
Well, see, that's right. You don't have any kids.
That's true.
So you can, put it out in the open.
Well, not out in the open, but nightstand drawer. And so when he talks about your bedroom, the stuff you have in your bedroom reflecting your personality, I want to know if he's looking in the drawers. That's all I want to know.
Well, you know, who's going to be honest, too, about that crap?
Well, I think we've already have been.
Are you on the radio, though?
That's
the
true.
Way that works.
That's true.
All right, we got our Power of 10 music here. Let's get ready to play the game. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've been hiding from this show for a while, you won't know how we play this game. This is turned out to be our favorite game to play.
It's great.
We didn't get to it last week, but we like to do it every week if we get a chance. So I wanted to get it right out of the chute this week.
Love it.
Power of 10 is this simple game. We're going to ask you a series of true or false questions. These questions will be worth... Are we going to do the $5 or the $1?
Start at $1.
We'll start with $1.
Okay.
But we're probably safe.
All right, now we get up to 10. Is it true that if we start at $1...
You get to $512.
Mm-hmm. 512? Really? Is that the total?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I thought it was less than that.
Oh, no, it's more. Because remember, when we first played the Power of 10, we started at a quarter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Oh, that's right. We only recently started. And then we upped it to $5.
Mm-hmm. You see, I must not have been here for that.
We upped it to $5 because, you know, this is a very difficult game.
Nobody
Here's
would.
How it works. You're asked 10 questions in ascending order. Mm-hmm. All right? It's going to be $1, $2, $4, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
You can stop any time. Each time that you go on to the next level,
if
you do not get it correct,
mm-hmm.
you are knocked out of the game. It's
right.
that simple. In the Power of 10, you can win anywhere up to $512. And who knows, sometimes we raise that bar to $5, and that means if you got through 10 on $5, your winning total would be?
I believe it was $2,216.
Serious money!
And that's why, whether it's $1 or $5, you must respect the
power
of 10.
Exactly. Let's get ready with the game here. Let's go to Nebraska. You want to do that?
Love to.
Let's go to Justin in Nebraska. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Justin, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Ready to play the Power of 10?
Sounds good.
Are you ready to play the Power of 10, Justin?
Yeah.
Okay, you know how the game works?
Yep, I heard all the instructions, so.
Okay, well, good luck to you.
Best we can hope for.
If we were to raise it to a $5 start,
yes?
The top prize would be $2,560.
We'll see what happens.
Nice.
Okay.
Here's your first question. Get all 10, and you're going to win $512. Are you ready for this one, Justin?
Already.
In the early 80s, there was one late-night host who was supposed to be able to dethrone Johnny Carson. That man was Alan Thicke. True or false?
False.
False is correct. Very good.
Wow.
Good job. All right.
There's one.
Here's your next question. Doctors recently diagnosed extreme laziness as a medical condition called motivational deficiency disorder.
How you doing?
That is true.
I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, that's it.
That is false.
You leave empty-handed.
That
respect
is incorrect.
The power of 10.
If you've heard of it, it's only because some British doctors came up with it as a spoof on all the ridiculous disorders that we've seen advertised on TV. Justin, thanks for playing the game.
Yeah, good talking, guys. That's great.
Okay, thank you very much.
Let's go to Justin.
From Justin to Dustin. Dustin, you listening on WZAN up in Portland, Maine?
Yes, I am.
All right, ready to play Power of 10?
I'm ready to play the Power of 10.
All right, here is your $1 question. Four-leaf clovers were first considered lucky because they were supposed to ease constipation, which was a common problem among ancient druids due to low-fiber diets? Here's your question. I'll give it to you one more time. Four-leaf clovers were first considered lucky because they were supposed to ease constipation, which was common among druids due to low-fiber diets.
I'm going to have to go false on that one.
False is correct. Congratulations.
Funny. Right. You don't look Druish.
Here is Druish. Everyone's head has Stonehenge and all that crap, right?
Right?
All right, let's go to our second question for $2. The man who founded the Planters Nut Company and the young man who designed the Mr. Peanut logo were both Italian-Americans.
True.
True is correct. The company was founded by Amadeo Obici, and the designer was 13-year-old Antonio Gentile.
He's one of some nuts.
Oh, look at these, salted or roasted.
He wears a cowboy hat and a monocle, except he called a topper hat.
He's such a good a boy. Someday he be inventing a plastic surfboard we use down at the lake. All right.
$2, Dustin. You want to go for four?
Very, very inside joke there. All right.
I enjoyed it.
Hi, Dustin, are you still with us?
Oh, I'm still here.
Ready for your $4 question?
Let's hear it.
All right, you can bail out at any time. In the last year alone, comedian Larry the Cable Guy sold $70 million worth of merchandise just at convenience stores. I'll give it to you again. In the last year alone, comedian Larry the Cable Guy sold $70 million worth of merchandise just at convenience stores.
I'm going to have to go false on that one.
I'm terribly sorry.
Oh,
it's
my
true.
God.
Yeah.
That is insane. Okay, thanks, guys.
That is a fact, including camouflage hats with his catchphrase. You know what his catchphrase was, Dustin?
No idea.
Get her done!
Get her done!
Get her done. Sorry about that. Thank you for playing the game. Let's move on. We're going to go to Leesburg, Virginia. Mike in Leesburg. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, what's cracking, guys?
You ready to play Power of 10, Michael?
I am ready to play the Power of 10.
All right, here we go. Here's your first $1 question. The word noisy comes from the Latin word nausea and originally meant something that makes you seasick. I'll give that to you again. The word noisy comes from the Latin word nausea and originally meant something that makes you seasick.
False.
False is absolutely right.
Good cool. job.
Noise has always meant something loud. Let's move on to your $4 question, unless you want to keep the dollar and quit.
Oh, let's keep going.
Let's keep going.
Yeah.
In France, they call the Big Dipper the casserole. In France, they call the Big Dipper the casserole.
Bob.
Oh.
I am terribly sorry. It's true. But come on.
Really?
Is that really any lamer than Big Dipper? All right.
So yeah, it is.
Yes,
it is.
Yeah, I agree.
Good
it
answer,
is.
Mike.
Good, very good. Sorry about that, Mike. Thanks for playing the game.
You
Maybe
too.
Next time he will respect the power of 10.
Yes, didn't respect it that time. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Darren. Is this Darren?
This is.
Darren in Spokane. Here we go. Let's do your dollar question. Are you ready?
I got my shirt off and ready to rock.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Good oh, man. We're still playing those rules.
See, we miss a week, and I forget people to take their shirts off. The shirt is off. And here's your $1 question. Female rhesus monkeys will often...
True.
True is correct.
Sounds good.
Delicious, yes. Here's your $4 question, unless you want to keep the dollar. You want to keep going?
Let's keep going.
$4 question. I mean, $2 question.
$2.
Tempura is not Japanese. It's Portuguese. True or false? Tempura is not Japanese. It's Portuguese. True or fact?
Or false.
False.
True or false, rather.
False.
I'm sorry. It is a fact. The word tempura and the tasty fried vegetables it describes were brought to Japan by the Portuguese in the 16th century. Thanks for playing the game, Darren.
Thank you.
Take care. Boy, it's tough to play the power of 10, isn't it?
As long as you remember to respect the power of 10, it's not that
very
hard.
Very tough. Steve in New Mexico, you ready to play the game?
Difficult.
Yes, I am.
All right, here's your $1 question. In Cambodia, driving drunk is illegal. But driving under the influence of opium is not. I'll give it to you again. In Cambodia, driving drunk is illegal, but driving under the influence of opium is not. True or false?
True.
I'm sorry. Wow. You didn't make it out of the gate. It is false.
He's from New Mexico.
It's clap.
Thanks anyway, guys.
It's total crap. Let's go to Gary. Gary, you ready to play the power of 10? We got time for a couple more people here.
He should pay us a dollar.
Yes, Gary. You mean when you lose right out of the
gate?
Yeah,
I think so.
All right, Gary, here's your $1 question. Good luck to you. I'd love somebody to get at least midway through the power of 10.
Oh, it's
at
tough.
Least up to 5.
It's tough. Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go, Gary. Your skin weighs twice as much as your brain.
True.
True is correct. You've got about 6 pounds of skin and about 3 pounds of brain.
I've always thought that.
I've always thought that.
Not necessarily true around
Listen
here.
To this show, you'll know that's true. All right, here's question number 2. The voice of Sylvester the Cat sounded more like Mel Blanc's actual voice than any of his other characters. True or false? The voice
true.
Of Sylvester... Okay, right away. He says yes, that is correct.
What?
Minus the lisp.
Oh, well.
All right.
Minus the lisp.
Here is your $2 question.
The equation of comedy.
The expression for a small restaurant hole in the wall comes from the food dispensaries that were set up outside the construction areas of medieval castle walls.
True.
I'm sorry. That is false. Some of these are absolutely beautiful.
I thought you coined that when you had a restaurant.
All right, you ready to raise the ante a little bit, Rob?
Do you want to?
Do we have my where's my $5 grid? I'm too much of a tard to remember how it works.
I did not make you one, but I can have one for you by the time you interview the next contestant.
Let's go to Mike up the road up in Baltimore. How you doing? Oh, I'm sorry. This is Steve in Baltimore. Hi, Steve.
How you doing?
Steve, are you respecting the power of 10?
I'm all over it, Mike.
I'm glad you're all over it. And have you removed your shirt in order to play?
I got my pants off.
That's very good. I was going to remind you, we're going to ask for shoes, but since we're playing for $5 now, we will accept pants or shoes, but your shirt does have to be off as well. So has it been removed?
It's off. It's
very
off.
Good. I am glad you will be playing for a grand total of $2,560.
Okay.
Are you ready for your $5 question?
So this is the bonus round?
This is a bonus round right
Excellent.
Now.
Excellent.
This is a running out of time round here because we've got to get the author on.
Yes.
Dustin Diamond, who was Screech on Saved by the Bell, is half-brother to Mike D of the Beastie Boys. I'll ask this again. Dustin Diamond, who was Screech on Saved by the Bell, is half-brother to Mike D of the Beastie Boys. True or false?
False.
False is correct. They both have the last name of Diamond, but there is no relation. Would you like to move on to $10?
Let's do it.
All right, here's your $10 question.
Get her done, Mike.
Get her done, and we must buzz.
Respect the power of 10.
The record for the most one-fingered push-ups without stopping is 124.
True.
That is correct.
Good job.
That's for $10, mm-hmm. set by one Paul Lynch of London, England in 1992. Would you like to play for $20?
Let's go, Mike.
Very good. Ooh, okay. This could be the big one. Wiping out the entire promotional budget for the entire 3-year run of the show. Here we go. All right, and you're doing very well so far, Steve. Al Capone's brother Vince ran away.
Vince Capone?
Vinny. Joined the circus. And became a police officer in Nebraska. I'll give it to you again. Al Capone's brother Vince ran away, joined the circus, and became a police officer in Nebraska.
You can't make that stuff up. It's true.
True. Very good. Good you job. Got it rolling here now, Steve.
Mars Capone.
Are you ready to play for $40?
Yeah, come on. I got some time.
Question number 4 for 40 American dollars. This is fantastic. For 40 bucks. Backboards on basketball hoops were first installed to keep fans sitting in gym balconies from interfering with shots. True or false?
True.
True is correct for $40.
Look at him go.
This is awesome. Good job. Would you like to play for $80?
Yeah, Mike, sure.
Right. Wow. Hey, cocky man. I like that.
Don't forget to respect the
power
of
10. Yeah, you know, that's it.
I always respect it. I'm pulling off my underwear now.
Oh, that's very good. He's very excited. I like this.
Whatever works.
The orange traffic cone was invented by a man who was legally blind. The orange traffic cone was invented by a man. Awfully quick with your answer there.
False.
I'm sorry, it's true.
Oh. He didn't
Not
respect.
Only was the answer quick.
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait a minute. Did you say what? False?
Yes, I said false.
Oh, it's true. It's true. We can continue playing.
Yay!
Yes, I'm sorry. I apologize.
You mean it's correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
Way to go. Would you like to play for $80?
Yes, let's do it. Let's go.
Are you going to go all the way?
All the way.
All right, the cantaloupe got its name because one of the first places it was grown was the town of Cantalupo, Italy.
False.
False? That, my friend, is true.
Oh.
Oh, You were rolling there. Sorry, I hope I didn't throw you off by messing up that last one. But
the
yes,
answers came fast and without respect.
True, Cantalupo in Italy. That's where the camera.
Okay.
And
that,
now, not only Steve. I just think just a little bit. You didn't respect the power of 10.
That's the
your
problem, Steve.
Your answers were too quick. These are tough questions. You got to think it over.
But because you got as far as anybody and you almost went the whole way and made $2,000, I'm going to give you a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt, okay?
Sounds great.
All
thanks,
right, I'm
going
to put you on hold. Thanks a lot, Steve. That's it. We got to take
good
a
job.
Break. And we'll do it again. I love that game.
It's a great game.
We have not had a 10-question winner yet, have we?
No. Never. We've had a dollar winner, though.
So there's that.
It was a quarter.
You're right.
Winner.
We had a quarter winner.
Guy took his quarter and ran after that. All right, Mr. Gosling. His name is Sam Gosling. The book is Snoop, What Your Stuff Says About You. We'll find out all about that and come back with more fun and more thrills right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.